omitted keep shaping through. The dark that lay in my garden Saturday morning only listed that Aisha had achieved 31 of its 47 targets. And I put the line that was supposed to be there. I interpreted that speaks to what is hoped incorporation will bring about in terms of benefits for Aisha. And then on page 11, we had discussed the fact that it is not easy to relate service delivery to financial performance for the department because it is not a standard service delivery department. And Honourable June, you might have asked that we just show more clearly, you know, some of the benefits emanating from science and technology that speak to our national priorities. And I think there I should have found myself just in those few things in consultation with Elia. So broadly, those are the only changes made to the draft that went out on Saturday. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. That concludes page 9. In fact, the very issue subject advisor speaking to of AISA. I've asked two questions. Why is AISA listed under Program 3? I mean, this is Program 3. It seems to be pretty ominous for South African-based institution to be included with the International Cooperation Program. I understand its history, but I would have thought international cooperation means cooperating with international partners, not having an institution here that does research elsewhere. But anyway, all right, that's the answer. But I'm not sure I agree with the wording. Our colleague here says it is the intention of the department to incorporate the two. I mean, we passed legislation. We passed it a few months ago.
It hasn't been finalized. Because the
president doesn't...
Yeah.
It's been finalized in Parliament's point of view. Yeah. It hasn't been promulgated, but... Yeah, so what I'm saying is, you know, the intention, that gives the feeling like it's some vague thing they may or may not be doing. I prefer to say, AISA is in the process of being incorporated or something. I mean, it's a firmer determination. You say it's the intention that one day we're going to land on Mars too, but I mean, there's no program for that. I don't know, it's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
And then, Chair,
the first question...
Oh, it's under Program 3. If it is, it is. That's right. Then, Chair, just another observation generally, not for this report, because I think it isn't time for this one. But, you know, quite useful, somebody in a report to say that matters that were arising from the previous year's report have all been attended to. In other words, we made 10 issues last year, all 9 have been ticked off, and nothing's outstanding. That kind of thing would be... What does this fit into the next of this report?
So the first question as to why AISA falls under Program 3, although the title of the program is International Cooperation and Resources, that's multilateral relations as well as bilateral relations. Other African countries is international cooperation, and that is one of AISA's mandate. So that's why it's there. Thank you, I will make the change about the extension structure, and then the third issue about matters being attended to. Under Section 3, the template states that we have to report what have been the previous responses to our BRRR recommendations that we made last year. And there I note what the response was from the Minister of Finance, as well as what the Minister responded to in his budget speech this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
On energy. You will remember that I've got the slides here, or the pages of all those presentations with me. And for instance, when I asked Dr. Van Jaarsveld, he agrees that not enough is being done regarding research on energy, and obviously it also refers to Shogun. Now, I would like that to be included because we have a paragraph on Shogun's gas exploration that does affect the astronomy areas in Peru. I would like to just refer you to the same document of last year, in other words, our October document of last year. On page 9 of that document, the last paragraph, it was dated the 24th of October. There's a last paragraph. The committee encouraged the department to provide more detail on their role of science and technology in energy security, the development of alternative energy generation technology and green energy resources to minimize the impact on climate change. Now, that is more or less what I wanted to be included here. Because I asked the question, is this part of the committee's observation that not enough is being done regarding energy research? Now, to answer to Honourable Smith's question, I think it should be in the document. And then I would also just like to mention your heading of last year, when you refer to emanating from oversight activities, you also added and engagements with the department. But I miss it in your heading in this year's draft. Why didn't you delete, or why didn't you use the rest of the heading and engagements with the department? It is on page 9 of the previous year, but on page 4 of this year. My remark regarding the energy, I linked to...
Or let me just add to that, because we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
We can't do that, as we point, that is, I think that's where you have to call it.
Yeah.
We can't do that, but the wedding of that clause was, I think the committee sat down and discussed it. Exploration and took a position about the same gas exploration, and we said no. The committee has not discussed that. It is a concern of UIA, it's our concern, but we can't put it like that because in fact the Department of Mineral Resources, the Department of Science and Technology is not a competent department. It is the lead department, it is the Department of Mineral Resources, and it is only now that they have now. They had put them on a moratorium before, and it is only now that they have said that now the exploration should start. Exploration of shale gas research must start, and therefore that is only why the department can then follow up as to what role it is going to play, and that is when we need to bring to the committee and be adopted as a committee position. As for now, we don't have any position.
Does that mean we can do so in future? Is that
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was in our report of last year.
Yeah, well, which was unfortunate because the committee has never set up as of then.
So it was a mistake then last year?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Can I go back to this issue that, this issue of last year's recommendations and our recording of the response? Yeah. So, for example, last year we made 5 recommendations, right? And those 5 are responded to in the text that follows, but it's in a very often a roundabout way. I mean, for example, the first one says the department should make concerted efforts to correct shortcomings of reporting as highlighted by the AP. Now, I would want to say, when he says here, the committee is satisfied that the department has done this. Well, it doesn't actually say anything about whether we believe they have achieved what they set out to achieve. It says here, for example, the committee recommends the department speed up initiatives to have relationships specifically with education, health, energy, agriculture, and human settlements. What the report says, well, the minister recounted a couple of projects that they work with government. That's not what I think our response should be, yes, the department is interacting with certain departments, but it's limited and it's not as extensive as we like if we want to speed it up. In other words, each of these 5 points, I would like to see a stronger, the report more strongly reflecting committee view on whether the 5 recommendations we made have been acted on suitably. The wax phrase here just gives some evidence of the extent that it is happening, but you don't know whether it's satisfactory or not satisfactory or what. So I think that gets you a little bit weaker than I would like.
Yeah.
think under that part we will specifically mention and where we pick it up in that smaller thing. There are other committees that deal with if there are those types of recommendations where the department almost falls. But because our department is one of those departments that forms on higher levels, they don't focus on whether they respond to almost the smaller kind of issue, not so significant like we other departments have that big default and that gets more attention in terms of how they comply with recommendations and how they are accountable. But I think because this is also a first of its kind, you know, we almost look, this is a trial, this type of report that we're doing now. And I think for the next 5 years, how we go work is differently in terms of how we keep things to kind of follow on what has been the recommendations and how we take it forward.
Maybe for next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also just on the on Professor Lawrence's remark of an energy thing of last year, because last year we had a briefing, a detailed thing on not global change, but the energy section, where that came up, and that's why it was noted in a not actually the was budget, yeah, of last year, that's why it was an observation emanating from an engagement. So on the type of observations from engagements and observations from oversight, they made a distinct difference this year. There was a key observation basically during the process, that came about during the process of our engagement with the annual report, and that's why we had it under committee observation. But typically it could include or can include engagements whether it came if we followed on during the budget process on something that has been arranged before, we could have listed it. It's just we followed the template the way it was, that's why you know, it's the title is a bit different, but secretly we can explain.
This year what my protest and provide a template. You can't just write your one as the only one. You have to set according to the template. And then that template in how it appears from introduction one right up to I think point nine, it's all in the template. And then it has got to the sequence and you go
yes, but see, if you so I would like us to be informed as to how the template looks. Like, you know, so that we can go through this document informed. Because we struggled now...
And they did supply the template, but probably they supplied it to Chairperson's forum on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the day we're working for it, the forum is a little bit
yeah.
Not only in our system, but our system.
I understand if you need our proper input, we should also know exactly what the input looks like before we you know, might have continue.
It's just to reassure me, this was Honourable Smith's comment about that section B. It is according to the template, but as Chair says, it is a work in progress. So what I can do is note what members feel are shortcomings. So in future training on this issue, you know, I can say the experience of my committee was A, B, C, D, and it could be adapted. But the template that you're given now was based on members' previous comments. So, you know, to improve it. And then, as you know, the same with the headings and sort of the feedback, you know, if you say something, what was the committee's response? And then also, apologies, the template could have been circulated, but we, at start we were informed that all members received the template during members' training on a reachable art that happened before our training. So that is probably the minimum miscommunication then, you know, so by time we're on different pages, because as the training and the template is concerned.
The template we provided, I came across the template, everything. During the Chairperson's and Forum workshop. That's when he was there and we had the person from Auditor General's office workshopping us to see about this. So, all that he said is actually you find in that guideline, but those documents were provided in the workshop for PR and for members, because we collected it at the hall. But take off good old chamber.
You were going to say that it was not possible for everybody to
But because, but any any event, they have suggested that they understand that this is work in progress because the, our budget office, parliamentary budget office, is new. They also feel like it's still the rolling aspect is still very minor than expected. Probably next time we will also need to train by them and as well to deal with it. It's not very actually our committee is one of the committees that has produced the template with all the requirements. But not many committees have as well. Even the process of presenting this budget report on the 21 will be possible because many committees are not ready.
On page 10, the fourth paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, identified should be identified. I'm not trying to. On page 11, the second last paragraph. Do you wish to make the following observation or do you wish to state the following observation? On page 11, the second last paragraph. Do you wish to make the following observation or do you wish to state the following observation?
Make observation.
I think that should be better, but in any case.
You could say
Other than on page 12, number C, notice the committee has a continued weakness in coordination across government, examples of this, and then you give the other. Why did you include 12C? Why did you include, for instance, the Interdepartmental Monitoring Committee there? Specifically. You gave examples. Examples of this within
related to the delay in finalizing the economy and that system.
Human capital.
OSTI and indigenous non-existence record.
But I'm asking why didn't we include, for instance, the Departmental Monitoring Committee on shale gas extraction? It was mentioned several times during meetings. Why didn't we refer to that as well as an example? I would like to include that.
Of weakness in cooperation or strength. Is that weakness or strength in cooperation? Why is that a weakness though?
Because we, according to me, we don't have any information regarding the functioning of this
committee.
Because I continuously ask questions on this entity and I didn't get answers.
So we can't ever have positions of anything that is around, that is being talked about in newspapers, or it has not yet been formalized by government.
Okay. For instance, the Antarctica. Okay, then on the F1, F paragraph, you can tell me whether I'm slipping here again. The committee noted the challenges stemming from TR, the TR review and subsequent forensic investigations and resolved to monitor the implementation of the recommendations of follow-up. Now, do you remember last week I asked whether this will go back to the Auditor General? Do we need to include it here or not? The function of the audit. I just wanted to know that it includes the function of the audit.
Of course, what is about that before. It's not a public struggle. I mean, they were just putting a certain committee, they were entrusting it. Like nobody else outside of the issue with that.
But you answered me, because it includes my off. Okay. That's all I need to know. And that's that. Thank you, Jim.
Mine is on page 1.2, that paragraph.
One.
Paragraph 1.2. The mandate of the portfolio committee. I suggest it be fine-tuned. I'm not comfortable that the mandate is too legislative. I think we must put it what you intend, of course, by that word, to say it's to process legislation. You see, what was it by Parliament? So that it is clear. They're going to think. So, well, processing legislation. Okay. Then, and then, correct oversight of government and oversight of this board, but that ends there.
What is the technical difference between processing legislation and legislating?
That is correct, and I agree with you.
Chair, Parliament legislates.
Yeah.
We're stuck with your Parliament, so we can't do the function of the Deputy. Yeah. This process work for the Deputy.
Then, the oversight of the time is good. But and Science Council is all right, and I would say other agencies that report to, not to it. That to it may refer to us, yet it is referred to the department. I think that is the intention. That it is the department. Okay? But then when you refer to the public participation, part of participation, part of that legislation process. I don't know how can you include that, but I like that. That public participation, whatever. I don't know whether you would be able to put it under that policy.
I think the thing is,
it's
just a
what we are saying here, saying that this, the strategy that it is from
the last part, this thing of whatever I'm referring to. Okay.
I was going to that because it was taken from, but I was going to sensitize the just in mind the other person. Tears will come up. So that each is not information. Those agencies that come and report to each, and that is the first authority committee. And we have got another I think it is correct in the manner that it is shown.
So I think here you want to clarify this if what it refers to.
It
refers to the portfolio committee. It is correct as it is, because the sentence subject of the sentence is going to English change. It says the portfolio committee on the science of technology. And so to it means it is subject.
Yeah.
And that's in change. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even agree with you. It's those which are headed by the department.
No, but after the comma is something new. So that it refers to the department.
Correct.
Can I just check? Are agencies not supposed to be the portfolio committee?
Now the body is saying that the subject is no longer in control committee because after the committee say conduct oversight of the Department of Science and Technology, Department and the science countries and agencies that report to it, which is now the Department of Control. Yeah, so they are correct on this. And that is English state. One change changes everything. And according to me, the change subject becomes the Department of Science. Yeah. So, okay, this is by the first Department of Science. We can add, we can change this whole big thinking. That's what we wanted to say, that because both the department and the agency can report to the control committee. So what we need to do is to recross so that it meets what we want to say. Because at the end it's possible.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We are a portfolio committee on science and technology.
Yeah.
Having oversight on the department.
On
those that the board of the department do this edit. Don't be a problem.
Okay, I'm happy with the report, and I'd like to thank those personally responsible for drafting it for us. So, but while we're on the subject of English A, can I just ask you to add an S to the first line of the report, provides, because the subject is similar there, the act, provides. Line 1 of 1.1. Should be provides, an S in that. Right, then the fourth line, where you've got E-triple-R, there you've got it as a plural, and further on it's singular, it all gets confusing. So when we talk about the BRRR source document, that's fine, but then it's going to be a plural. So B should be E-triple-R with a small s afterwards, no apostrophe, small s, which is plural, R source document. And then when we say later on the E-triple-R provides a summary, then it's correct because it's now a singular version of it. But I'm perfectly happy, and I don't think we have to hand it perfectly to the National Treasury anyway, first of all.
And you don't have to get to
people. If you want to.
Now they say that sometimes when you present your CV, they don't look at the CV, they look at the format and the technicality of your CV, and they already do the documents before they can even in general paper what it talks about.
Yeah.
It's very important to
but then you go then to
with those corrections, I
Thank you.
Thank you.